with a team of four Ninja Turtles that you gotta adore. It's Ninja, Ninja Rap. Ninja, Ninja Rap. Ninja, Ninja Rap. Go, 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 go. Go Ninja, go Ninja, go. Go Ninja, go Ninja, go. Okay, everybody. I hope you liked that sweet intro. That was a recommendation from our dear old friend Robert.
Oh yeah!
Finally joining us again for episode 13. Yeah, getting a little quiet here.
You got it. Pretty sure it's 26 according to Israel last episode.
Oh yeah, yeah. Apparently we're on episode 26.
Good thing we didn't, anniversary. Good thing we didn't invite him.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good thing that he's working for another hour and a half, so. Yeah. He has no chance of making it.
We made sure he has no chance.
He pops to the window. Hi.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. And Terry's here, if you couldn't tell already.
I'm here.
Hello.
Hi.
Just like Israel would say.
Hello.
Hello. Israel here. Sounds like what was that, Nanny?
Oh, yeah.
The classic Nanny with the flying umbrella. She says the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Mary Poppins. Hello, children. Hello, children. this episode, we're going to be talking about E3, day one, started today. Just got done.
I mean, they did stuff yesterday.
Pre-show, but officially E3 started today.
Yeah, it started yesterday.
Yeah, press conferences, I guess, would be the big thing. Microsoft was on yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And Xbox.
It was Microsoft and Xbox. Well, they're all the same thing.
Yeah, same thing, you know, but,
New 360.
Yes. Let's begin with that. Robert, have you seen it?
I've seen it.
That is nuts.
First thing I thought, Alienware.
Yep, exactly. I thought the exact same thing, but I didn't even say anything, and then I read through the comments, and you were like, looks like something Alienware described. So, if you haven't seen it yet, but you know what Alienware computers look like, it's like that, but super slim.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous.
Oh, beyond.
Yeah.
Beyond jealous. I want one in my life.
Just buy mine, like Alex and George did.
I know. Alex and George just bought a 360, and then they announced this, and it'll be out for sale next week.
Yeah.
Wow. This week.
And supposedly Friday. According to Target.
You're not going to get one.
Well, yeah, you're not going to get one.
Yeah. But, anyways... Though I didn't even give a shit about it. Wi-Fi built in, I don't care. 250 gig hard drive, I don't give a fuck. Quieter fans, done.
Yeah, okay. That's number one on the list. But when you have the stock 20 gig hard drive, you want 250.
I have a 60 and I fill it up quick.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
I have a 60 and I fill it up quick. But I'm saying, like, the fact that you can add external hard drives now.
Yeah.
That's all you need. Fuck that. And it doesn't.
Well, yeah, but, like, if you want to get one of, like, a comparable size, it's still going to cost you a lot.
Nah, well, it's different for me since I have some laying
around.
Right,
you already have them.
I already have them laying around, so I might as well, yeah, right?
Yeah, a terabyte sitting around somewhere.
Two terabytes, and then there's a broken terabyte in there. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. The one is almost filled up. So.
A lot of porn.
Yeah, a lot of porn.
It's about 90% porn.
that's a good percentage. I think it's around there, if not like 88%.
Right.
You know. But yeah. The thing that I noticed about it is that I didn't see a detachable hard drive on it.
Right.
I think there is one.
It's not the same as the old ones, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how are you going to get your stuff over? You know, you're going to get those stupid transfer cables or something.
It might come with it, maybe. That
could be one thing. Yeah, maybe it comes with one. There, it's just little laptop hard drives, little SATA laptop hard drives.
You open up the back and like pull it out.
Yeah.
That's better though. I mean, it's inside, secure.
It's inside. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. And you shouldn't need more than 250 ever.
Right. What are you doing with your? You're down installing every game available. Is that how you're
playing them? I mean, I have a considerable, you know, I have a good amount of games. There's probably people out there that have had 360s longer than I have that have more games. Right. Robert, do you have?
Yeah.
Do you have a good amount of games?
I would have a lot more than that, but I was stupid and sold a lot of them to GameStop.
Yeah, fuck you, GameStop.
But no, I think I have like maybe...
I got about
5 more than you do.
Yeah, I got about 15 or so. No, probably not 15. Probably like 12. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. Yeah, one of them's yours. So 10.
Yes.
No, actually, I have some that don't have cases. I have 3 that don't have cases. So 13. So yeah, that's around near 15. Anyways, I mean, even with all those games, you know,
mm-hmm.
13 games is a good amount of games. You know, considering that Mass Effect is huge.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 12. Was 3 discs.
Yeah, that's like, what, 18?
That's it. Each one was 7.5 gigs or something like that.
Yeah, like 6.
So, yeah. 6.7, I think,
but
it was.
There's no reason to install each and every disc at the same time.
Definitely not. So, but I mean, if you had a 250 gig hard drive, why the fuck not, right?
I guess.
Yeah. But even then, you know, like if it has a, I didn't catch if it had a quieter DVD drive.
It did.
It does?
That's what we were saying. God. Like it's quiet now.
That's it. That's a sell point for me right there, dude. For those who don't have a 360 or have never been around one, they sound like fucking jets. This is way louder than that. We all Terry's got it.
Fucking
so
loud.
Oh God, it sounds like fucking. I'm very irked about it. If I didn't have a warranty still on mine, I would have already taken it apart and then modified the cooling system in
it
and put my own DVD drive in there. But I like the warranty too much to do that. I already had one shit scare on me.
Nice
so
little safety net.
I had a scare the other day.
Did you?
I turned it on and there was no sound or video coming out of it.
Ooh.
So I was like, okay.
Apparently,
there was
hour long traffic. Apparently.
Whitey. Yeah.
Going to Taco Bell.
Whitey is going to Taco Bell, so it takes him an hour to get there.
But, it was all green lights. There was no sound or video coming out. So I'm like, okay, it might be the cable. Unplug everything, plug it back in, all that. So after I did all that, I looked it up. Someone said something about the hard drive. I was like, okay. I took out the hard drive, and it worked. I was like, fuck. That's all my stuff on the hard drive. So
if
it doesn't.
Oh, you didn't put it back in. You took the hard
I took it out, and I tried it.
Oh, okay.
No hard drive, and
okay.
It worked.
Oh.
I was like, fuck.
Oh.
Plug the hard drive back in, and it was all good.
Oh, dude. That was probably the same feeling I felt when I saw the three red lights that were blinking. I freaked out.
Yeah. I didn't see any red lights. That was the worst part. It's like, it's green. It's green. It should work.
Go! Green means go! Oh, man. Robert, have you ever had one die on you?
2.
You've had 2 die on you?
Yes, 2.
Yeah.
One was a while back. I was playing Saints Row, and apparently,
keep talking.
Okay,
I just keep hearing this boom.
Yeah, and apparently, one part in Saints Row it would freeze, and so I looked it up, and everyone was having the same problem. So I was like, instead of going, hey, I'm going
to
avoid that mission. I was like, hey, no, damn it, I'm going
to
do it.
I
have heard
this
actually.
I went to the spot the third time I went to it. It gave me the red rings, so I never touched Saints Row 2 ever again. I was like, I'm done. And then the second time was
Saints Row 2 again.
I don't know what happened. It was exactly 7 days before Modern Warfare 2 came out. And it just died for no reason.
Ugh.
And so Modern Warfare 2 came out, and then I was freaking out because I couldn't play it. So I had to borrow someone's Xbox just to play it and make a lie that I was never home to give it back to him. My cousin was like, hey, I want to play Modern Warfare 2. I'm just like, bro, I'm home right now.
I'm totally at work.
Yeah, dude.
I'm in Utah. I fucking took it with me for some reason.
He's like, can I swing by your house and get it? I was like, I don't think anyone's home, man. He's like, well, what if your mom's home? I was like, she don't know how to unhook it. He's like, I do. I was like, you're not allowed in my room. It's locked.
Oh, man.
I just lie after lie.
How long did you keep it?
With your headset on.
I kept it until I got my Xbox, which is they sent it back 3 weeks later.
So
and
you
the,
kept
the,
it for
the
three
thing,
weeks.
I was one time he called me and I was playing,
yeah.
And all of a sudden he did the challenge complete sound. He's like, "Dude, you're playing fucking Call of Duty." I was like, "No, I'm at my friend's house watching him play." Since then, I've been pretty good.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think everybody around this time is. Finally, I got around to getting like a new Jasper chip, and no one should be having that problem anymore. So,
someone's Xbox just died.
There should be a statistic
someone
out there,
somewhere.
Like
every
an Xbox dies every 10 minutes or something.
Oh man, what if there's gonna be problems with this new one?
See, well, you know what? I think they finally found their
I hope
their
they
thing,
got it right.
You know, I think they know where they're going with it. They know what chip to use, and if anything, they probably upgraded it again. Right. You know, to fix the ones that, you know, something wrong with the Jasper chip, maybe.
So, I just hope they tested it extensively.
I'm sure they did. After the fucking all the money they lost on the other one, they had to have tested it.
There's gonna be another 3-year warranty on the Slim model.
That'd be funny. That would be really funny.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, we don't know what happened.
Whoops.
I mean, history repeats itself. So, no Xbox 720 announced, but a new Slim model.
720.
Yeah. So, or the 540, I guess, would be the next step.
Actually expecting that?
No.
No, I think it was just a joke.
Been on record saying that Xbox is supposed to be a 10-year thing.
Yeah.
And that's where Kinect comes in.
PS2 is supposed to be, what, a 12 or a 14 year?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still making games for it. They're not going to quit for a while.
Yeah.
Which is big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Xbox was, the original, was only out for, what, 5 years?
Yeah, I think it was like five.
Yeah.
5 or 6 years, and then they quit making them about 3 years back, games for it.
I hated the first Xbox.
I loved it. That was that was me.
That was
Halo 1. Halo 1, Halo 2, too.
It was Xbox was something I play at someone else's house.
And then you go home and play your GameCube.
Yeah.
That he was a GameCube.
Wow. No,
you had a PS2 as well, didn't you?
No, I was PS2. I was PS2 all the way, which is why I was so disappointed with PS3. Because I was a big PS2 fanboy. I had a GameCube, but GameCube fucking sucked. Had like 5 good games.
Ice cream.
Got the ice cream man going on. It is ice cream man.
That's probably caught up on the mic. You guys hear that?
Ice cream. Just barely.
Hopefully you guys can hear that. That's some weird ice cream man outside. I really need to learn to close the window.
Yeah.
It's
ice cream?
Do you want ice cream?
Do you want ice cream?
Do you want the ice cream?
No, I have chocolate chip. So, new 360. Looks great. I mean, I don't really like the glossy. I like this matte look because fingerprints.
Right.
I don't like fingerprints, you know?
I like the little brushed metal button for the power button.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. That's great. But no, the fact that it was quieter alone, that was it for me.
Yeah.
didn't care for wireless. Good touch, though.
Right.
Didn't care for 250 gig card drive. Another good touch, though. All-around good upgrade. For those who are looking to get a 360, they're only $300 for the new one.
And all the other 360s are dropping in price by like $50.
Yeah, that's a big thing, so, too.
Arcade's going to be like $150 now.
Imagine arcade used.
Yeah.
That's going to be like $80, dude, without a hard drive. That's crazy, because they're already, what, $120, $110, somewhere around there, without a hard drive?
Well, depends where you're asking.
Oh, I guess that's true.
GameStop, it's $149.
Mm. Yeah. Anyways, let's get to the video games.
Yeah, bro.
Video games.
Yeah, video games.
Do it, bro.
Let's do some quick ones real quick.
like your note for Twisted Metal.
I made notes. Okay. I told... Okay, so yeah. When E3 started, I told myself I'm going to take notes. That way we could bring it back on the podcast. And every game I wrote down the game, and then after they showed the trailer and gameplay and stuff, I wrote a quick little note about it. First game that we're going to talk about is Twisted Metal.
Is it gay?
My note being gay, and my answer being yes.
I was not impressed.
No,
I like the PS1 Twisted Metal, and
God,
that was
yes. That's a big thing for me. That's why I wanted to talk about it. Mm-hmm. PlayStation 1 days. PlayStation 1 was the first console I owned. Like,
really?
I had a Nintendo, I had an Atari, I had
this
fucking...
You bought.
This is the one that I had that was personally mine,
right,
that I kept. Right. I got it on my birthday, fucking stoked about it. I had a choice... I had a choice between the PS1 or the 64. Mm-hmm. I was at Toys R Us, and the guy was explaining to me, like little 9-year-old me, like, okay, well this one uses CDs and this one uses cartridges. And
cartridges. It's got those cartridges.
Anyways, Nintendo. What do you guys think was instilled in my head about cartridges?
Good. Blowing them.
Yeah.
That's what came into my mind. The fact that you had to blow out the games for the Nintendo and then put them in, then hit the power button a few times. Take it out.
Nintendo is just kind of shoddy with that.
64 is Nintendo. 64 is Nintendo. Anyways.
I mean, like Nintendo NES.
9-year-old me burnt into my head. Cartridges, you have to blow in them, fucking put it in, hit the start button a few times, reset it, do that, clean it out with alcohol swabs or something. I said, fuck that. I went straight for CD.
So you went to a CD.
I went... 9-year-old me thought that a CD would be a better choice than cartridges.
Cartridges.
It's been so long that I haven't found a word that I cannot pronounce. I have to slow it down to say it right. Anyways, so I went with CDs. First game I had was Star Wars Clone Wars and Tetris World or something like that. It was like the 2-for-1 type deal that came with the PlayStation.
Alright.
So, they both sucked terribly. And, no, I don't think it was Clone Wars, because I don't even think Clone Wars was out then. It was some Star Wars game. Anyways, first real game that I owned was Metal Gear Solid.
Nice.
First, very first game that I had, Metal Gear Solid, in all of its glory and the fact that it scared me shitless to play it as a kid.
What the fuck?
I swear to God, it scared me.
You
get
on Silent Hill, all this is pussy shit, and then you get on Metal Gear Solid.
They're
shooting
at me. He hides under a box.
Yeah, I didn't care about Silent Hill, because at the time, my uncle, he subscribed me to PlayStation Magazine. Mm. Back when it was really good, the PSN magazine, where it came with demos. It was like this thick.
Demos.
Fucking, oh, it had covered everything. Great magazine. They don't make magazines like that anymore. Came with demos, so that's where I knew what games were fun and which ones weren't, because no online back then.
Right.
And one of them came with the strategy guide for Metal Gear. Done. After that, I beat that game once, following the strategy guide to a T. Like, as a kid, I was just like, okay, all right,
you're
got
just
it.
Staring at the strategy
and then
guide
I,
while you're moving.
And then I
it's like telling you where the enemies are, and you just
they showed you a map, and they showed you where all the secret stuff was. I was like, holy fuck, I didn't even know that was there. I was like, what? There's a fucking vent I can crawl through here to get there. I'm gonna do that, and I beat it once through there, and then after that, I didn't even need the strategy guide anymore. Burnt into my head. And I kicked ass at that game every single time. I got the fucking tux in the beginning, where, like, when you're going up in the elevator, he undresses from the wetsuit, and he's in a tux. And I had the bandana that gave you unlimited ammo, and I had the fucking camo, the invisibility, where I just run around, like, behind people and be like, BAM! Like, break their neck. Where you had the button smash, where it would go, and then his neck would break. That was the first game I got. Anyways, wow, that was a big...
Yeah, we went from
Segway
Twisted Metal.
From Twisted Metal. Anyways, Twisted Metal was the second game that I got on PlayStation 1, and that was another game where it took me over.
Yeah.
I was done.
I remember my first time playing it was at Spencer's house.
Ah, Spencer.
Yeah.
I played so many new games over at his house that I've never played.
Like, he pops it up, puts it in the PlayStation 1 and starts playing. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is awesome.
We were very, like... outspoken kids. We cursed a lot. What the fuck?
Nine-year-old turd.
What the fuck? Clowns in a van. They got rocket launchers.
Who's this Axel bitch with his wheels and arms? What?
Fucking camper.
Yeah, but that was such a great game. Mm-hmm. And, like, the cheat code to get, like, that big ass fucking tank.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that shot like a billion rockets like everywhere, and like you could run over anything, and yeah, that was a big part of the PlayStation 1 was Twisted Metal, and then after that it just went down. It just got worse and worse, and now they announced one for the PS3, and it looks like it could be played on the PlayStation 1
and I'm glad
or 2.
It's on PS3.
Yeah,
as far away from Xbox as possible.
It's an exclusive, you know.
Good.
You can't bring that over. But it looks terrible.
Oh, well. They've already proven Xbox can take what they want if they want it.
I guess that is true. They got Final Fantasy.
That was the big one.
They got Final Fantasy. Anyways, the destructibility of shit, there's like no animation for it. Like, when you hit a thing, it's just done.
A little puff of smoke.
Yeah, and then it falls. That's it. Like, it doesn't even look like the same house when it falls either. It's just like a bunch of like little like shattered
pussies. Like wrong colors in there. The house is red, not yellow blocks.
Yeah, it just falls and it looks terrible. And now there's no like other people either. It's guy clowns, which is Sweet Tooth, and the girls, girl clowns. I don't even know what they are. Anyways, gay. That was supposed to be a short topic, and it wasn't. So, Twisted Metal, gay? Yes. Let's go to Rage, because I don't know a whole lot about it, but I like it.
I did not see Rage at all.
Rage looks like Borderlands. Like, it's not cel-shaded.
Does it visually look like it?
No. It isn't.
No, the way it plays looks like Borderlands.
The way it plays, technically the way it looks, because it's like a... It's a
desert wasteland type.
It's a desert wasteland. That's the word I was looking for, is a wasteland. You have dune buggies that you can ride around in, and, you know, shitloads of guns. You know, you go to
monsters.
Yeah, weird monsters and stuff like that. Looks like a lot of fun. Visually, it looks way better. Hmm?
Claptraps.
I don't know if it has claptraps. I think that is a Borderlands thing.
It's exclusive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but maybe they have a claptrap type of thing?
Yeah.
You can have this little robot roll up to you dancing.
No, he doesn't dance. He does something different.
He just curses at you. Yeah. He's like that one clap trap.
I'm cursing.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bitch.
Maybe he break dances. I'm break dancing. Go ninja. Yeah, go ninja. Go ninja. Go clap trap. Go clap trap. Go. Anyways, Rage. Yes, very looking. I'm looking forward to it, but probably won't be here until later next year. Mm-hmm. Brink. Bethesda's new game, one of them. There's like three games that Bethesda's popping out that look pretty
Bethesda's
good.
Doing it?
Bethesda is doing Brink.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I'm really looking forward to it. Open world parkour.
Parkour?
Really?
Yeah, that's basically it. With guns. We say parkour because that's you can. Do.
It is.
The operative is.
Huh?
Operative is. The class
is doing it.
Huh?
They're all doing it.
Not everybody.
Everybody was doing it.
90% of that video was the operative.
What?
Yeah, like that video, like 90% of all the footage was the operative, while them watching the operative.
I thought the whole point was that everybody...
Everybody can climb like that, but not like the way operative
does.
Okay,
well, yeah.
Okay. The thing with Brink is that it's an open world environment. It's a first person shooter, but it's a sandbox type game.
Okay.
Okay, there's... if you see a ledge, like, all you do to climb up it...
Does it highlight red and you run up to it?
No, it's not Mirror's Edge. It's not Mirror's Edge. But it's... No. Mirror's Edge was just pretty much parkour. That's it.
Yeah.
But,
And then you steal someone's gun and then use it for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think there's an achievement, though, for never using a gun in that game. So, anyways. It's very, very... I don't want to say forgiving because it's not insulting you in any way. It lets you do whatever you want. Like, right. If you see a ledge up there, you can fucking go up there and you'll, like, take two steps up the wall, grab it, and climb up. If you want to go down or, like, hop over and go down something, it's... God, it's hard to explain.
It's Mirror's Edge, Team Fortress, Assassin's Creed, all wrapped into one.
Into one baby that looks fucking awesome. And I remember telling you about it a long time ago, but yeah. I couldn't remember the name, and then I found it on my 360 and showed you. It's very cool. People who like Bethesda, that's Fallout 3,
Oblivion.
Pretty much all the Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
Very, very good game. Let's go to Spider-Man. That's quick. Spider-Man. New Spider-Man.
Woo!
Yeah, I didn't even know it was coming out. At all. Zero knowledge about that.
I read about it on The Awesomer like a month ago.
Yeah?
Because of that noir Spider-Man.
Noir?
The black one.
Oh, I thought it's that was like just Venom.
No, that was like 1950s Spider-Man.
What the fuck? Okay, alright. That makes more sense.
Like
that makes more sense that the 2099 one is there.
Yeah, because it's all like different...
It's different time
dimensions.
Periods of,
yeah.
Of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
There's four different types of Spider-Mans now.
Yeah.
There's obviously the original.
Originally, yeah.
Okay, and now there's the 1920s
noir type yeah.
Spider-Man. I thought it was Venom. I really did. Yeah. I just saw black and white Spider-Man, and you only see like clips of him, and I'm like,
it's
Venom.
It's
kind of
like steampunkish, too.
Is it?
He's got like the goggles on instead of like just a regular thing, yeah.
Steampunk is such a cool, artistic
Yeah.
Anyways, and then there's 2099 Spider-Man.
Yep.
Who looks badass. Yeah. the picture you showed of me, he was getting fucked up.
That picture, he was getting fucked up.
He just had a big-ass hand, like, in his face, like, pushing him. That was it. It was like a cover for a comic.
Only one, like, only good one I could find.
And, do you know what the fourth one is?
No, they haven't showed it yet.
They haven't showed the fourth one, so it's a mystery. Maybe it's going to be, like, the Silver Surfer. It's just all silver, and it's like
cosmic
fucking
Spider-Man.
Cosmic Spider-Man.
There is a Cosmic Spider-Man, so it could be Cosmic Spider-Man.
Well, there you go. You're the Spider-Man expert. Yeah, that's you. When I every time I think of Spider-Man, I think of you.
Just me whipping through the air.
Forget Peter Parker. It's all about the black dude.
Black man. Black man.
Instead of Spider-Man, he's still a spider. This is fucking straight up racist.
No, too cool. He dropped the spider.
If I have to be Spider-Man, you call me Daddy Longlegs.
Daddy Longlegs, that's it. Daddy Longlegs. You need to come up with like a concept art for that. Like Spider-Man and then Daddy Longlegs. You gotta wear a fedora, though.
Why do I have to wear a fedora?
I don't know, I see it in like 1950s.
It always stays on as you swing into the air.
Yeah. You should give yourself a cape, too.
And I swing just like in the video game Spider-Man's, where I just shoot at nothing. shoot straight into the air.
Straight into the sky, and you grab
and I
on.
Just latch on to some invisible thing.
Planes. That's what it is.
It's just a bunch of planes.
You just hold onto a plane, and then it just flies you places. Okay. So Spider-Man looks good. I saw, some of the gameplay look alright.
Yeah.
I hope it's good. I'm looking forward to a really good Spider-Man game.
Yeah. Spider-Man 2,
yeah,
I believe,
two was
good.
A good one, yeah.
Was the very good one that, Scott, it's good. So, but the new one, it looks like it's not a reiteration of, like, the old ones. It's a new game. I wrote Fear 3 on here, but like I said earlier, I didn't see much about it. Fear 1 was fantastic. Fear 2, they fucked up until they got Origins. Huh?
And I know that one girl is pregnant now.
The ring girl?
The ghost girl.
What? That's weird.
Yeah, because I guess I'm going to ruin it, but the end of number 2 is pretty weird as I understand it.
Yeah. I want to meet the guy who did that girl. I want to know how he did it.
Yeah, how
that
do
girl
it,
like, exploded people.
As long as you don't look at it.
Don't look at it. It's Medusa. Just put a paper bag over her and put a smiley face so it looks okay. Anyways.
What movie did that? There was a movie that did
a scary movie. It was
Scary Movie 2.
Yep.
Put a bag over it.
See? Roderick's on it. He's like, Scary Movie 2.
Check it up. Leave the bag on, baby. Leave the bag on.
Leave it on.
Good stuff. Okay. Forced Unleashed 2.
Yes.
I misspelled it on here. I didn't put a D.
Forced Unleashed.
Cartridges.
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 It's going to be on the cartridges.
That's the title of this one, Cartridges.
No, it's going to be E3 day one.
No. Cartridges.
I don't even know how I would spell that. Is it like with a K?
We'll find a way.
We're going off topic.
Cartridges. Nice. Okay. Anyways, Forced Unleashed. Mind Tricks.
Mind Tricks.
That was my first note. Okay, a lot of the same stuff on the last one.
Mm-hmm.
You pointed out something about swords of games. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like in every... When there's like a badass character with one sword in the first game, the sequel game, he always has to have two swords.
And in Corson, this one,
he has two lightsabers. Yeah.
Two lightsabers. So, and he runs around with them behind his back.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
You know, that's better than
just
him.
The way he holds
them. Hold them right out in front of him. Like,
well,
he
held his original sword. He had a really strange fighting style compared to all the other Jedis.
Yeah.
Well, that was badass.
Yeah.
He's just standing there, has it behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
That's so dangerous, though. What if you fuck him and take off your back?
Yeah.
I got this.
Like, you can't really see it, you know?
Someone's standing behind you.
He's standing in line, and someone just like walks up on their phone and walks right into the lightsaber. But no, see, because it wouldn't kill him, because they have yet to. And I understand the reasoning why, but lightsabers still don't cut off limbs.
Right.
The guy interviewing him, the guy from Force Unleashed, says, "I couldn't help but notice that limbs are falling off now.
I didn't see any of that." But.
I didn't see any limbs falling off.
I believed him, because I couldn't really see well. We were live streaming
it. True. We were live streaming it, and the quality was bad. But I didn't see any limbs falling off, and I don't think it's untrue that they don't. I think they do fall off, but you could still see the lightsaber going through people's arms and stuff like that.
They still have their arms.
Yeah. Fucking lightsabers cut everything, you know? Yeah. Like, why can't it be the way that
it can only
Metal
happen.
Gear Solid Rising is gonna live? Fucking every time that sword cuts through anything, it's, you know, and it looks awesome! So cool, you know? But no, fucking lightsabers, you still gotta beat them like 4, 6, 12 billion times.
It's like a Nerf bat.
Yeah, it's like Nerf bats. And Rising has a real sword. It's not even a lightsaber. It's a fucking metal sword, and it cuts through everything. Anyways, that's my gripe about
just
lightsabers.
Just the Lucas thing. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man's supposed to... I mean, Spider-Man. See, you got me stuck on Spider-Man.
There you go.
Star Wars is supposed to be, like, family-friendly.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
Nah, that's bullshit. There was older games. What's it, Jedi Academy? Limbs were flying everywhere.
Oh, yeah, but that was a computer game. Well, no, they did bring it to Xbox. They did bring it to Xbox.
They ported it.
That was a fun game, though.
That was an awesome game.
Graphics on Force Unleashed too,
much better,
way better. The lighting effects of the lightning, like you could see it on the ground and everything. Like, yeah. Oh, it's very, very good. They, I'm happy about that too, because most sequels, like, you know, from like the first to the second, graphics don't change a whole lot, you know. But this one, they did for sure.
It's kind of old game, isn't it?
It is. It is an old game. Yeah. It's been out for a while, at least 3 or 4 years. Yeah. So,
I already have that Sith edition now.
Yeah. Here's a good one. Gears of War 3.
Nice.
Exciting.
Cannot wait for that. For Gears.
Dude, what? Four-player
Who
co-op.
Who invited you?
Four-player co-op, and the graphics are great.
Yeah.
They stepped it up. I like how Locust isn't even the big people anymore. It's like that new weird-looking monsters that, like, dynamically morph as you're fighting them. Oh. And, like, you cut off, or you could shoot off, well, the... It's always been pretty violent.
Lose limbs in
the game. But if you notice, they also kept the story going because Dom grew a beard now. He let himself go.
Yep.
I thought that was really cool that they continued the story.
He, there's, like, new, like, assassination moves and stuff now. Like, the sprint to, like chainsaw gun
like,
into the fucking stomach and, like, tearing people apart.
It's going to be pretty tight.
Yeah, it looks good. You can use people as meat shields now.
Well, you can do that in number two.
Can you plant grenades on them and throw them into them?
Can't do that.
See? That's this one. Now you can take people, throw a grenade into them or, like, stick it into them and push them into the enemies, and then they explode.
Wow.
That's cool. So, I like those takedown stuff. And I like the fact that you still have to use cover and stuff like that, too.
A little side note, which I thought was weird. I was playing Gears of War 2 last night for just no reason. I was bored.
All right.
So me and my friend were playing Gears of War 2, and on the news there, it says from today until the 21st, there's a 6-time experience on Gears of War 2 for no reason, just because it's E3. So if you want to rank up on Gears of War 2,
do
6
it now.
Time, yeah, 6 times the experience.
Do it fucking now.
Yeah.
That's Gears of War 2?
Yep.
So, there you
Gears
go.
Of War 1, it's like 50 times.
All the time.
All the time. If you're still playing 1, you earned it.
Yeah. You earned this bonus. Fable 3.
Well, if we're going to be talking about Gears, let's talk about Bulletstorm.
Ooh,
I didn't
nice.
See anything about Bulletstorm, so you guys got to fill me in.
Bulletstorm.
All I heard was that bitch just kicked down a door and it took out like 4 people.
Yes.
That was it.
That
and then
awesome.
Everybody's like, Bulletstorm now!
Because in the little play demo, guy comes out with this big metal door. He just walks up like it's nothing. Just boom, kicks through it. And the metal door comes and like crushes 2 people that were behind it up against the wall. You just sit there like, what?
Yeah, it's pretty over the top. Like, I didn't see that one. The only one I saw was I don't really know what was going on. It was this guy, and he was just shooting a bunch of people, killing them. Mm-hmm. And this one guy, he grabbed him and threw him onto this cactus-like thing. And the guy, he, like, a spike came through him, and it said something on the screen. So
like, you get, like, points
for
doing,
like,
points ridiculous thing. I saw
for throwing
one.
A guy into a cactus.
So it's, like, getting bonus points for killing people in creative ways.
Right.
Yeah, it almost looks like something, like, Unreal Tournament mixed with some kind of crazy game show.
Yeah.
It's a Japanese game show.
It's a Japanese game show. But there was this one. You know how he has that, like, blue electric whip thingy?
Yeah.
He goes and whips some guy, spins him around, comes up and kicks him. He aims down at his ass and just blows through it. He gets a little point thing that comes and goes fire in the hole plus 150 points.
That's tight.
Okay, that game seems pretty cool. All right, we can go with that one.
I bet it.
Does it play? Does it play like Gears?
Like, yeah, it looks like.
Yeah,
it looks.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So let's get back to this. Fable 3.
Fable 3.
Nope.
No, not your type of game, Robert.
If they change it too much, then that's a big no. Because I heard like now it was an action adventure and there's no RPG elements to it anymore. Like Fable was an RPG game. How are you gonna take that away? Like that's my I haven't seen enough of the game to judge. But as soon as they said that, I'm just like no.
Some of the gameplay videos that I've seen though, like they still stick to the core elements of the game.
Yeah, it looked
they
like
made the
just
fighting
playing
just
Fable
more
too.
Dynamic.
Yeah,
like there's different ways to attack people than just fucking hack and slash.
Yeah.
Now you can like dodge. Well, you could dodge in the last one, but yeah. I'm saying like there's. There's more elements to it, like the way Assassin's Creed fights. Like you can hack and slash, but there's those parts where it'll slow down, and you can really, you know, get in there and like touch some butts.
Just
you know,
get in there and grab some butts.
Yeah, just grab some butts and get out.
in and out.
Just quick and go. It looks. I don't know. I've been a huge, huge Fable fan from the beginning.
Yep.
It is a great game. The first one I played the shit out of. Yeah. Number two, I played a lot out of
as much
two.
As you can in Fable 1, because there's not a lot in Fable 1.
There isn't. The thing with the Fable 1s is they're very linear.
Right.
You know, you can't really get lost very easily, you know, like you always know where to go. And Fable 2 stepped it up a notch because it made it a bigger world, there's more places to go. I still get lost every now and then in that game, but
right.
I always find
my
way.
Yeah, the fast tracker. Yeah, that breadcrumb thing anyway. So.
Yeah, you got the breadcrumb thing now, and which they kept in Fable 3, by the way.
And
so.
The dog.
And the dog. Oh, brought the dog back, and I love it. Back. Love it.
I think the most interesting part is the king thing. The whole how you halfway through the game you become the king and you have to like manage the kingdom.
It's basically like micromanage Albion.
Yeah.
Which
and you make promises and if you don't keep to those promises
people hate
yeah,
you and
leave.
It's I think it's gonna be a massive game.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is interesting because of how, you know, that see the future thing in Fable 2?
Mm-hmm.
Expansion thing? Have you got to, like the last
part? Yeah, I beat it all.
Yeah. Where it's like, in Fable 2, your character becomes the king, and then it's like, it focuses on your son. So it's like, is that like the descendant in Fable 3?
I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. It could
well, yeah,
be cool.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you're descended from them, because that's how it is in all of Fable.
Yeah, like you have the hero's blood.
Yeah,
and
you're descended from whatever hero from the previous game.
Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a tremendous game, and they got a star talent in there too for voice acting. I want to say
the butler guy. I forgot who the actor.
I want to say John Lithgow's in it, but I could be wrong. There's some old guy in there that I remember. And I was like, hey, it's that guy.
Hey, I know you.
And then I stopped caring. But a lot of British humor in it still. A lot of that British humor, which is good.
I guess.
I like it. It's a different aspect of a game, you know? Like, so used to playing Americanized games and stuff. And playing this game.
This is
like,
America.
This is America. You know, whatever. Say, it's going to be a good transition from Red Dead to fucking Fable 3. So... I'm excited. 26th of October.
Mm-hmm.
Counting down. Okay, so that's enough of PlayStation and Xbox.
Did we even talk about PlayStation? Oh, one game. Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
one game.
Twisted
Sony Metal.
Did not bring it today.
Sony has failed so far with E3. I do not think that they're going to bring it back tomorrow if they talk about anything new. Nintendo has beaten them, as Terry so eloquently put. You never let Nintendo beat you.
Yeah.
And they beat them. Because they... Okay, everybody's motion right now, by the way. We should bring that up real quick. Everybody's doing their whole motion control shit.
Right.
There's Project Natal, which is now named Kinect. Spelled really weird, just like
awesome.
Fucking...
Spelled extreme.
Anyways, and then PlayStation has Move.
With the pink balls that you swing around the
fucking
room.
Fucking wands.
Yeah.
That look like glowing dildos. Like, how want to do this? Which,
then,
I will give them the fact that it will probably track way better.
Than Kinect,
or even the Wii, probably.
Right.
You know? Like, I think Sony has money to back it up. Okay, they have a lot of money. They have the technology. It's fucking Japan. You know?
It's Japan. You're done. That's all you need to say.
It's Sony. Japan. I mean, they know what they're doing. They're just not doing the right things. They put all their resources in dumb shit, you know?
And
like, making all the games 3D now and for the 3D right. televisions. That's dumb.
And the Move thing, that's like a hybrid, right? You have the camera and the
controller. Yeah, the camera and the controller, right?
Yeah. So they're just kind of pulling from everybody's little...
Everybody's thing. Basket and putting it into one, and they're going to be like, oh, this is better!
We but got it's not. First.
It's really dumb. Anyways.
I'd have to play it. I'm interested
I'm
in trying it.
I'm still high hopes for Kinect.
Kinect, I want to get... High hopes. I want to get just for the movie aspect. I want to be able to yell at my Xbox and be like, Xbox, pause!
But have you seen the animal game? That's freaking awesome. You don't have to have a dog that you have to clean up after. You just get a fucking tiger. Just get a little fucking tiger. You wave at it, it waves at you. It's like playing jump rope and shit.
You pet the tiger.
Yeah.
Punch it.
I don't want to try. Stop. That's what I want to try. I want to try. Can you starve it? Can you beat it? Can you make it a vicious tiger?
Can you make it jump the flaming hoops?
Bunny rabbits.
Like it's nothing. Like throw rabbits out there so it eats it.
Yeah, that's what I want.
You know, like beat it until it does. Yeah. Beat it and point at the rabbit. Like throw rabbits into his face.
That's what I want to do.
Okay, all right, I get it.
The Kinect is bigger than I thought it would be. Like the actual camera thing.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
It's a big bar.
My thing is, since Kinect is visually just a camera.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm
curious, I think it's two cameras actually.
As camera.
Well, what I'm curious is,
it's a multi-array mic.
How big of a room do you have to use it and for it to work?
What
properly?
What distance do you need to be from it?
Yeah,
that's a good
because
question.
I have a very small room. Terry knows.
Oh yeah,
there is no way. I'm
How's
gonna
Terry been
that.
In your room already? And I
haven't.
I haven't been invited.
He came over with Israel to play Street Fighter, and apparently I got my ass kicked by a guy in a green tuxedo, named Dan, who wears none of those. He's in a pink like kung fu outfit. And Israel just points.
He's just not thinking before he talks. He goes, you got beat by a guy in a green tuxedo.
And Dan. You know Dan from Street Fighter. Have you seen Dan? He's the guy that kind of looks like Ryu, but he's like the crybaby. He wears the pink.
He's brown hair, ponytail, pink karate.
I want to say yes. I'm not big
on
the...
Anyways, he just wears
he's not wearing a green tuxedo.
Yeah. And Israel just goes, holy shit, dude. You just got beat by a guy in a green tuxedo.
I think it's all the drugs that Israel's on. All that medication his doctor puts him on. So he stops yelling at inanimate objects like my mic. Yes!
We weren't even in the room at the time.
Yeah, whispering into the mic.
Anyways, I don't know. I'm happy. I'm excited about Kinect because I want it to work. I don't think it's going to work, but I want it to. But out of the two, I've seen more... Well, I shouldn't say more. I've seen better products from Sony's Move. I've seen a fighting game that actually looks like... It's not going to be a blast. Like, oh my god, let's play this for hours. But it looks like something you could pick up and have a good
time. Have a
time.
Good time every now and then. It's kind of like a Wii.
Yeah, pretty much.
All the time. The Wii doesn't really change. It's always one of those things where you just pick up. Well, that was fun for 20 minutes.
Speaking of the Wii, though, there's one thing that I do need to admit. I already admitted it to Israel. I was so against it, and I made fun of Israel until I played Just Dance. Just Dance is surprisingly fun. It
Seriously.
Is surprisingly fun.
Did you guys see the Ubisoft thing?
No, I did not.
I started watching it, but I don't remember what it was.
Ubisoft
gonna.
Press conference. Just Dance is their second highest selling game.
No
under
shit.
Assassin's Creed. It's Assassin's
under
Creed.
Under Assassin's
wow.
Creed.
Assassin's Creed 2, and then Just Dance, and then some Avatar game.
Isn't Splinter Cell Conviction Ubisoft?
It is. Yeah.
Just Dance
is right under Assassin's Creed.
Conviction.
Yes.
And I'm telling you.
You guys just blew my mind here right now.
You gotta play it sometime. Sometime come over
Holy
and play it.
Fuck, dude.
Or go to Applebee's.
It's fun.
Have it set up at Applebee's.
It's actually fun.
You gotta be shitting me, dude.
And it's so simple.
Conviction was so fucking good. Yeah. Assassin's Creed is great.
But you understand, Conviction is a small audience compared to the Wii. Oh my god, Just Dance.
It's a game called Just Dance. That's all you do. Why wouldn't you pick this up?
That game is called Conviction.
Yeah, but,
right?
But you're not going to be a 7-year-old kid going, I want to find out what happened to his daughter.
I guarantee that a 7-year-old boy would rather want to
True.
Play Conviction
no.
over Just Dance.
No.
No?
Customer at GameStop This kid comes in. He says, "I want Just Dance." I came here for Just Dance.
It depends on the parents.
Attention, 9-year-old boy who is listening to us right now, and I know you're the only one.
Yes, the 9-year-old.
Go to school.
Go to school.
Grab that.
Get an education.
Excuse me. I'm coughing over this. Go find that fucker who's always inviting you over to his house to play Just Dance and beat the shit out of him. Just grab his neck and
slam him into a glass window and say,
interrogate him.
Splinter Cell, bitch.
No, just say Conviction.
Or Sam Fisher.
Yeah, and then go find the next kid and do the exact same thing.
And then back out into the shadows.
Yeah.
And climb poles and then do death from above.
Flip your head and then go.
Yeah. We got to sponsor this kid.
We got 15 minutes.
We got more than that. I don't care. Fuck it. We're going longer. We're going longer than that. Well, the last episode was an hour and a half.
Wow.
All right, so, yeah, no. We're going to sponsor this kid, and we're going to get him all the fucking gear Sam Fisher has. We're going to get him the cool, like, one-strap backpack shit that's apparently somehow protected from EMPs.
Yeah.
I don't understand that, but we're going to get him the goggles.
Wrapped it in plastic.
We're going to get him a fucking pistol that... Oh, you are going to be set up.
With a little laser dot sight on it.
Go. Oh, God. Seriously? Just Dance?
Just Dance.
I'm so irritated by this.
It's not a bad game. I mean, it could be worse. Something worse could have beat it.
High School Musical Dance.
Yeah, something like that.
See off.
What do you do in that game that makes it so
fun?
You dance.
It's pretty much.
There's no point to the game, so the game just plays, and you do whatever, and then the game's like, you got this many points!
Yeah. If you do play two players, there is a scoring system.
There's no scoring system when you're alone?
No, there is, but it's your side. It's like, hey, Mom, I got 1,000 points!
High five, Vicky.
Yeah. But there's a scoring system, and then there's this meter that fills up on the side, which is almost like Star Power and Guitar Hero. If you do enough good chain combos, it fills up and you start getting like double the points or whatever. But it's pretty much just this colored figure. They don't even give them faces.
Yeah, it's like a silhouette.
They're like a
silhouette. Okay.
And they dance on the screen, and then you have this little thing that slides. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you see the stick figure of a movement. So like the first one is like this, and when it comes over the arrow, you gotta go like this, and the next one will be like this.
And then you put your hands in front of you.
And then you don't want to do that. You can just watch the guy.
You just match the movement to the guy.
And the guy's just doing...
It's only the one Wiimote, though. Yeah. Okay. Just the one Wiimote. So you just move the arm.
It has to be in the right hand, too. There's something about your right hand.
It has to be in the right hand.
If you go to left, it does not work.
It doesn't... Wow.
So lefties have to learn to play with their right.
So,
he's speechless. He just like, God damn it.
I don't understand. I'm so confused. So you can either choose to play this game. Let me wrap this up the way I'm perceiving it right now. When you start this game, say I get this game for the Wii, okay? And I put in Just Dance, and it boots up, and crazy music goes on, and Zac Efron comes out, and he says, here's the tutorial.
Actually, there's no tutorial. The tutorial is just pretty much... reading. It's just 8 pages of do this. No video, no demonstration, just reading.
Very instructional. So I put in this game, and I start up, and then as this little counter, this metronome, is going by 1, 2, 3, 4,
then you start.
And then it starts. Moves come up. Yeah. Is it like little teeny silhouettes? What are you supposed to do?
Okay, well, the actual stick figures are about this big. They're like the bottom half of the screen.
It's about 4 inches.
Yeah, and then in the center of your screen, you actually have a dancer, and he's doing everything that you're supposed to be doing? The hard part about the game is if you nail one move, right, and then you fuck up on the other move, it doesn't count the first move you nailed because it has to be in sequence. If he's doing this and this, you have to nail both of them to get the points. If you just do this and miss this one, it gives you nothing.
So is it always a set of two moves, or is it
sometimes it's more?
So they're in sets
because there is on each song has a difficulty. It has the difficulty, which is up to 3 stars, and then there's effort, which can be up to 3 stars. So you might get a song that's not difficult, which I haven't figured this out yet. Because you might get a song that's not difficult, but has a lot of effort, Not sure, because my best song is Eye of the Tiger. Okay?
All right.
Now, it says the song is 3 stars difficult, but it says effort one is needed 1 star. And the whole song is nothing but, like, boxing moves, and you're doing, like, workout poses, you're being Hulk Hogan. And I don't know, I can get, like, almost perfect Sylvester on the song. Stallone. Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, so you could either do that, or you could just sit and watch this silhouette dance.
Yeah.
And
there's no failing. There's no failing, yeah. You won't win. You'll win with 0 points. But there's
Everybody wins.
And if you want to kick it up, there's a challenge mode, which I thought would be, oh, this is going to be hard. You have to do some...
It's called hard, challenge mode.
Yeah, difficult. Yeah. No. It's pretty much play the game with the settings of your choice. So you can pick...
Challenge yourself.
Easy.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. I got to take it easy on this one.
Pretty much.
Better go to very easy. You're just sitting on your couch.
I need to choose not play. It'll just play through the whole game.
Spectate mode.
And then there's like a... Pretty much there's every song, there's a short version and a full version, which short version is like pretty much lazy fuck. It's only a minute long. And I played it and it's like 1, 2, 3, 4 and I do like 2 moves and it goes, yeah, you win. All right.
This is nice.
And then there's the full version, which for some reason songs that I've listened to before, which only seem like 3 minutes, are now suddenly 6 minutes. And I'm running out of breath and I'm sweating and I'm like, Jesus. So, oh,
okay. All right. Okay, well, let's get off of this subject.
I don't want to talk about this game too.
I
hate this game.
I'm done with it. Anyways, let's go to Nintendo. Now that we've talked about Sony and 360 and
Nintendo is back.
A little bit of Wii just now, Nintendo.
They're back.
They're back.
They didn't bring any. Well, they brought one, the little Wii Party thing.
Yeah.
Their shitty Wii.
I don't consider that an original title.
I do, but
no, nope, because it's
good.
Fucking Wii Play, Wii Resort.
Oh, I mean, in terms of like, it's like a good title. No, I mean, like original.
That's what I'm saying, like original.
Yeah, okay,
it's just a bunch of mini games.
Yeah, just Wii, and then
play well, that was their breaking point of the Wii. So they're gonna keep going back to that.
I'm actually perfectly fine with that because I bought Wii Play. I loved it. You know, it was a lot of fun. I think that is exactly what the Wii should be. Just stupid shit to just, you know, do things.
Pretty much.
I got Resort, the ping pong thing. Ugh, it's awesome. Sword fighting with the Wii Motion Plus thing. It's gotten pretty damn accurate. I want to try Red Steel 2.
I wanted to play that sword thing.
I want to play Red Steel 2. I just want to try out the sword fighting with the gun and stuff.
Yeah.
But see, those are like pretty much the only things that the Wii's good for. You know, and the game is actually kind of fun on it just because you already have the Wiimotes to use as remotes. And it's just a trivia game about movies and stuff, and which I loved on the 360. But yeah, that's their only original title. Which isn't even all that original. It's just a remake of.
Well, they still bring over their Marios and their Zeldas. And
which aren't original titles.
But they're still. What I mean, that's what a lot of systems are.
Name
doing
one original title that the Wii has came that's exclusive to the Wii that is a great game.
That doesn't have Wii in front of it?
Muramasa.
Yeah, that doesn't have the word Wii in front of the title.
Muramasa.
Muramasa?
Demon Blade.
Okay.
Awesome game.
Okay, alright. Wow, I didn't think you'd actually be able to do that, but.
No, because that's like the one good Wii game.
That?
No, there's No More Heroes.
Yeah, Red Steel's not bad. The second one.
The second Red Steel is supposed to be good.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, there's like three.
Okay, three. And the Wii's been out for about 3-4 years now.
Not impressive.
Well, see, the thing is, since they have a smaller audience, well, not a smaller audience, I should say a younger audience.
It is definitely not a smaller
audience. A younger audience.
Older, too.
They're missing that, so they don't have to please those. They can just say, okay, look, here's a game where you do a bunch of sports you can do outside. And here's some other shitty game. They can get away with delivering these not that great games.
And luckily now they're not going to take advantage of that. We just got Super Mario Galaxy 2. And now we got Zelda and Donkey Kong Country.
Which is awesome.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah. We got games coming now.
Let's go by these one by one. Okay? Let's talk about them.
Kirby.
First on the list.
Woo!
Yes!
Kirby.
All right.
Kirby's Epic Yarn.
He's made of yarn. The whole thing, the whole game, is made of yarn. Everything that moves,
yarn
is
the yarn. Cloth.
Yeah.
The
and
string.
It's not filled in. It's just...
That your grandma makes blankets.
Pretty
and
much.
And sweaters that are terrible from.
Everything is see-through except for the background.
Yeah, there's... It's all outlines.
Yeah.
It's outlines. There's no fill to them. Like, Kirby's, you know how he's a big pink blob? Now he's just an outline of a pink yarn.
What I'm curious to see is, can he still eat people?
That's what I was going to say. Like, I didn't see him eat anybody.
You
saw him change, but he didn't see him eat anything.
Exactly.
He was ripping yarn off of other people.
Yeah, French kisses a dragon, the dragon dies.
Yeah.
What?
That's how you kill bosses here. You kill them with love.
You rip their tongue out and just twist it around and throw it.
Yeah. Terry mentioned a good thing that actually kind of makes sense. It has the same feel as Yoshi's Story.
Right.
From the 64. You know, it's that...
The patchworky
type, quirky...
Storybook kind of look.
Yeah, you know, it's very... If any kid over 4 is playing this game, then you're probably a girl.
4-year-old. 4 is the cutoff.
Yeah. This game is...
It is very kitty. Very cute. Very...
And that's what's going to sell.
And we're done. That's it. That's done for Kirby. That is
not
Kirby.
A lot of excitement about that.
Not very good. Zelda.
Yes, they
however,
did it.
Which apparently is the hardest game in the world.
Yeah.
To play.
To Miyamoto. Okay.
Oh,
the guy who made it.
Robert, you wanna talk about that?
I don't know. Okay. Miyamoto was trying to use the slingshot.
Trying so hard.
To kill little spiders on this little vine of leaves up a wall.
It should have been probably like the first level.
There's like 3 or 4 spiders on there. They're moving relatively slow. And this guy... Waste maybe about, I don't know, 80 shots. He hit every damn leaf, except for them. And then he goes, wow, these guys are fast. And then he finally hits one, and it falls to the floor. He looks up at the sky. He can't even aim correctly.
Yeah.
Pulls out his sword and hits it once, and walks away and says, I'm done. Yeah. I don't even want to go that way anymore.
And the best part of this is that he apparently doesn't speak English, or not enough to explain it properly. So he's speaking in Japanese, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I think he's Japanese, and he has this white dude
French.
That's translating. And it's just, it's funny to listen to this guy, the Miyamoto, talk about it, and he's like, you know, saying whatever. I'm not even going to try to replicate it. Yeah.
He says some crazy stuff,
and
he's
laughing.
And it's very fun.
Yeah. And we were all making fun of him because we thought that it would be really funny if he was just cursing the whole time with a smile. Like, this fucking game, what the fuck? I don't even know we made this game. You know, just every other word's a curse word, and the white guy just makes it all nice and happy. This game's very fun. Oh, these guys move fast. I'm getting
these
frustrated.
Fuckers move pretty fast.
So Zelda,
but
looks,
it does look good.
It looks
it
great.
Does look
like,
good.
It looks so immersive. Like
perfect balance between Wind Waker and Twilight Princess.
I was gonna talk about Twilight Princess.
I love Wind Waker for the way it looked. But that was what a lot of people were complaining about. It was too cute, too cel shady.
You also
kind of. I didn't like Twilight Princess, not because of how it looked. Just I didn't like it.
Oh, well.
But yeah, perfect balance.
You brought up a good fact that this is the perfect look for Zelda games, and I completely agree with you to a T. I thought Twilight Princess was too dark.
Yeah,
it was too moody. You know,
I mean, they wanted to make it real.
Yeah. So, Zelda, looking way forward to it.
Looks like fun, too. It's as far as the way it plays,
don't
it's
know
gonna yet. Be like the way Twilight Princess played.
I wanna
on the
say,
Wii. Not the GameCube.
I wanna say it's gonna play like Ocarina of Time. So I'm 64.
Well, when you say it's gonna play like a Zelda game.
Okay, alright.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll leave it at
it's
that.
It's gonna be a Zelda game.
It's gonna
be fun.
Like,
you're gonna play it.
You're gonna love it. Anyways, next title. Stoked about this.
Yeah.
GoldenEye. Bringing it back for the Wii.
Not looking too good.
Looks exactly like it did in 64, except for their mouths now move and they're not...
And they have fingers.
They have fingers. They're not squares for heads bobbing, talking. I think it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You know... But then again, I've been let down before.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to leave.
Specifically by Wii.
Specifically by Wii. This is very true. So I'm going to leave that small window of disappointment open for me to fall back on.
Yeah.
Not much else to say about that. It looks very action-packed.
Well, one thing I didn't understand, and maybe I was missing something, or it could have just been the graphics. Maybe it's so hard to understand.
Nah, I don't think it was the graphics on this one.
Okay. Who do you play? If it's a GoldenEye, do you play the new 007?
It looked like the new
'Cause it looked like the new one. He was jumping off. I was like, why is he in the game?
Get
it's
out of
not
my
supposed
game.
To be him.
Well, if you see, I heard during that part when we were watching it that you were confused about that part, but I was excited. Because in the original, he jumped off of that dam.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he was on that platform? Yeah.
I never got through the single player. Oh, I only played multiplayer.
Dude, the first single player, there's a dam level, and I want to say it's like the last one. I don't
know.
Yeah,
it's pretty far.
Yeah. And, because I remember trying to beat that on fucking, like, super crazy hard mode. And you get to that point of the dam, and then you jump off, and you parachute off.
And so I'm confused, though. Is it supposed to be a remake?
That's what I thought as we were watching it, but we got further and further in. There was way new levels.
Right.
There was crazy things going on.
I think it's potentially a lot of levels are remake, and I think they expanded on it. Because there's still that same first level where you come down the thing, and you're in the bathroom.
I think it is an expansion.
But I don't understand why you're not the old 007.
Is
it a licensing thing? Yeah, is it a licensing thing?
Pierce Brosnan 007.
I think it might be a licensing thing, maybe.
Possibly. But Pierce Brosnan was only in 3 James Bond movies.
I know, but
out of like the 600,000 there is.
But when GoldenEye came
out. It was GoldenEye,
you're
used to seeing that.
Yeah, GoldenEye was.
Plus the new
007
is just he's a kick ass, dude. He doesn't give shit. He just blows shit up for the fuck of it.
Well, I mean, it's the first time ever that James Bond actually comes out of battles and there's dirt on his face, there's blood and stuff. Like all the other ones, he comes out perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's probably not going to be something I'm going to pre-order and buy immediately, but...
But when you do buy it, we'll exchange friends code. We'll do that whole thing.
Yeah, we'll
what's your friend code? 172A2BA.
If there's people that, you know, traded and used, you guys will probably check it out. Anyways, we'll go on to the next one.
Metroid.
New Metroid.
Metroid's always fun.
Yeah, don't know too much about it because we only watched a little bit of the clip. We didn't really listen to the guy. Ooh. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's not being made by Nintendo.
No?
It's Team Ninja or something like that.
The people that make Ninja Gaiden.
I think so. Yeah.
I thought Konami or Kirijima or something like that helped make Ninja Gaiden.
I thought Team Ninja did it because didn't they make The Dead or Alive?
I have no idea. All I know is Team Ninja's making
Ninja. I'll go with you on it. It is probably just them. Because I don't know 100% either.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a mix between the newer Metroids and the older ones. So you have, like, the side-scrolling thing, and at any time, you can switch it to inside her head the same way it was in GameCube and Wii. So you can go in third person if you want, or not third, but first person if you want, or switch it out to side-scroller.
How's that going to work?
Well, you can.
When you go to first person.
Paper Mario.
Yeah, when you go to first person, so it's not going to be a three-dimensional world. It's still going to be a side-scroller?
It will.
No, it's a three-dimensional world, yeah.
It's like you build the world 3D and then just make it so like you can only go this way, this way, and then you can switch it this way if you want.
You switch
between the 3D world back to the 2D.
So it's pretty much linear as fuck.
Yeah.
No. That's not Metroid at all.
That's not Metroid at all.
Linear is not a word.
You didn't know that? Jeez, Dwayne.
I'm sorry. Are you just agreeing with him? I was going to say.
I do that a lot.
Anyways, I didn't...
Metroid is all about the exploration.
Okay.
You go wherever you want, as long as you have whatever it takes to get through, like, the door. Like, you need, like, the ice gun to open this door or whatever.
Right.
As long as you have what it takes to go somewhere, you can go.
Anyway.
All Metroid.
Okay. Looks good. Graphics look a little bit better than the last one.
I guess it's Wii, so that's
what I'm saying. That's why I said a little bit. You know, you can only do so much with 480p.
Right.
Anyways, Donkey Kong Country.
Returns.
Not even mean that game. As a pun sense. That is the title.
So awesome.
So excited for this game. Same music.
Same everything.
Classic.
It's just 3D and just a new
world.
Yeah, new world.
And the
pirates.
Kraken.
and the Kraken.
Yeah.
There is a Kraken in this game. Well, it's Big Octopus, but we're going to call it the
That's
Kraken.
That's what you call any giant octopus. You just call it Kraken.
Okay.
Why not?
There is a Kraken now.
Yep.
Which is very exciting, you know? I like... They kept all the core elements that are great about the game. They kept the minecart thing. They kept the bananas...
Barrels,
coins.
Diddy Kong.
Diddy Kong riding on your back, and then when you get hit, you probably switch to him.
You know the thing I want to see? I want to see if they kept the rhino in it. And like, the little rhino, things you can ride. Yeah.
The rhino. The fish.
Yeah, the fish. The little swordfish.
Oh,
sword
dude,
fish.
The swordfish. Yep. Yeah.
I want to see if they kept those.
Sure wish they wouldn't slam the door.
Well, that just happened.
Yep.
Gonna be good times.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. I love, dude. The same music is
just took
that's
you
such
back.
A big thing, dude.
Yeah.
And the animations when Donkey Kong now is rolling, Diddy Kong's like on top of him running. Oh, that's good. They kept Barrel Jones, and, everything. Loved
the
it.
Minecart.
The minecarts. That minecarts was a big part of the last one.
Yeah,
that's something
was
I remember.
Kind of a bitch, if I remember correctly.
It was a bitch. That's why it was such a big part of the game.
No Dixie Kong. I'm a little happy about that.
Yeah.
We don't know that for sure, though.
She'll probably be in it, like, just there.
Yeah, but I'm sure she'll be playable.
I'm not going to say anything about that because she could be a playable character.
I don't
so
want
bad.
Her
I hope not. And I think that might be just a guy thing. I don't know. The girls that are listening who has played old school Donkey Kong, I think Vanessa's one. She was excited about it, I think.
Yeah, but it's not a reference to the female character. It's just that the game started without her. And then as they got deeper into the series, they introduced her and then the whole family on 64.
I was
going to
say, there's a grandpa one.
Yeah, the whole family. There's a buff
grandpa
one. And there's
the first one.
Huh?
Grandpa was the first one.
Was he?
Yeah, like but he's just a guy who talks to you.
Yeah, he's just there. And then you leave him and never talk to him again.
But you know what they should add? A new Banjo-Kazooie? Banjo-Kazooie?
Yeah, this time don't put driving vehicles in it and kill the game.
One, whatever it's called.
So stupid. Yeah. Like, I reserved that game. I was so happy I reserved it. And I got the free original Banjo-Kazooie.
Mm-hmm.
I played that more than I played the other one. Yeah. So stupid.
Yeah, good job on that one, guys. Or old school Diddy Kong Racing.
Oh, yeah, that was a good game.
They have it on DS now.
Yeah, but... Bring it to the system.
Bring
it to the consoles.
Put that Mario Kart wheel to use.
Yeah.
Put that piece of plastic.
The thing that doesn't
snap
really...
it on.
Yeah.
Enhances
it's
your
so
gameplay.
And kids actually believe that. They believe that you snap it in there. Oh my god.
Man, you get people asking, like, do you need that to play the game? No, it's a piece of plastic.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you do need that. Do you have Tiger Woods Golf? Because you need that
golf
club,
too.
You need
the golf club, too.
Do you have tennis or Wii Play? You need that tennis club.
You're going to need it.
You're going to need this whole set.
Your system won't even turn on.
To make Wii swimming, you're going to need these floaties.
Yeah, you need those flippers. Anyways. Little floaties. And the controller like slaps it, and then the nunchuck slaps into the other one. okay, so the last part of the Nintendo... conference that was very interesting to see is that they had about 200 girls. That's a good amount.
There's
a
lot of girls with DS's chained to
them. We haven't even mentioned that yet, though. The 3DS.
3DS.
The newest DS.
Sorry, buddy.
It's been 4 months, so they need a new one.
This DSi's gotta go.
Terry, I was with you the day that you got your DSi.
And you, what? Traded in like 2 weeks later.
I realized that I don't like handheld systems anymore.
Yeah.
I got one because I thought it was going to take me back. I was like, fuck yeah, Pokemon, fuck yes, I'm going to do that, you know?
Yep.
And I got it and I never played it. I would pick it up, I would play for seriously like 15 minutes tops and I'd be like, why am I doing this? It doesn't click for me, I can't do it anymore.
I'm the same way with my PSP, but my thing I noticed... If the game doesn't offer achievements, I won't touch it. Like, my Wii...
Fucking hate that now, right?
I will not touch it because I'm playing it. I'm like, this is fun, but I'm not getting anything.
How am I going to show my friends?
That's the thing. Achievements have completely ruined all of us.
Pretty much.
Because I wanted to check out New Super Mario Bros. Because that looks like fun. I have a bunch of people that would play with me. I couldn't because I wanted achievements. Give me points. Give me points that don't mean anything.
They
won't play it.
They upped it up a notch by adding Avatar Awards in the 360
now.
Yeah. That is awesome. And I think Rooster Teeth, the guys over at Rooster Teeth, they brought up a great fact that you should be able to customize your profile when people look at you in their friends list, where it'll show you and then, like, a little thing next to you. You know, right now, all it says is your name, your gamer score, and pretty much how long you've been with gold,
Xbox,
yeah. Having a gold membership, and a
picture of you.
And a picture of you and your rep, which is always 5 stars. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the fuck.
I'm at, like, 4.9. This is a little chunk taken out of my star. I don't know how that happened.
Someone okay. didn't like you.
Anyways, but they were saying that you should be able to customize that screen, where you should be able to choose, like, your top 3 or 5 achievements from games,
mm-hmm.
and be like, I have these, that'd you know, cool. and fucking put that up there as medals or something like that. You know, like, have, like, little medals on your shirt or something. Like, you can't really tell what they are, but when you go look them up, it's like, I blew up 300 headshots with one bullet in this game, and you've
I've
never done
300
that.
300 heads with one bullet.
Yeah, and I'm saying, like, you know, there's some achievements in some games that are incredibly hard. Like, there's an achievement for beating all the extreme checks on Trials HD. Fucking, if you can do that, no. goddamn, God bless you. That is goddamn, God bless you. That is a full sentence right there.
Mass
so
Effect
hard.
2 hardcore mode.
Mass and suicide mission without losing anybody.
That's easy.
I'm saying it's easy, but a lot of people, if you don't know what to do, it's mm-hmm. hard. Okay? Daniel didn't know what to do.
He didn't.
I told him what to do. You helped
him. Just save right before and just keep going.
Yeah, anyways. What you were talking about, Mass Effect on crazy hardcore mode.
It's ridiculous. I haven't been frustrated at a game before in so long.
Yeah.
Until I tried that.
If you could do that, then more power to you. But I'm saying, you know, customize your screen. Fucking add that extra element in there, you know?
Just spruce that shit up.
Yeah.
Just like shit.
Just, yeah. Done. And I love the Avatar Awards. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty, like, some
like,
games, I like it because a lot of games, they don't even tell you, like, how
yeah.
to get them.
Like,
they're just like, hey, I'm doing something. Hey, holy shit. Like the,
Red Dead.
The
I was about to say.
The sombrero.
Yeah.
Sombrero, all of a sudden, I shot someone,
shot
his hat fell off, and I went, whoop.
I
went,
like,
what the hell?
Yep.
I've been wearing that
same thing happened to Terry.
Freaking, but it's got so bad now that there's a game. Don't get me wrong. I played it when I was little.
Just Dance?
No. Better than that.
Better than Just
Dance. I liked it a lot as a kid. I went, downloaded the demo, played it again. It was like, I don't know what I saw in it. To me, it wasn't that fun, but it's Earthworm Jim. Not,
right.
It's better. They
4-player
redid the graphics. Yes.
HD.
It looks a lot better, but I couldn't get into it. Then one of my friends had the fucking jumpsuit on his avatar. I said, I want that. And they said, you gotta buy the game, unlock the secret level, and complete it to get the suit. And now I'm thinking of seriously spending 800 points for one avatar item.
Sucks, doesn't it?
It does, but it looks so awesome.
I was never into Earthworm Jim.
I like my hot dog suit. Way too much.
You
to
hang
change.
On to that hot dog suit.
Now, did you buy that or was that an item?
I bought it. I found it randomly switching through the catalog and I was like, why do I not own this? It sucks though because I would at least like to wear a hat or glasses with it, but you can't. Because I wanted to wear the sombrero with it.
The sombrero on the top.
So I'm thinking about getting the tauntaun from Star Wars.
Thing,
just
like
yeah,
just
to run around me. So yeah. Anyways, these 3DS. It looks cool. Apparently, it can project 3D images somehow without glasses.
3D with no glasses.
Yeah.
But you got to be like looking at a very specific angle.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's fuzzy.
It's
so
like,
that seems like more hassle
described
than
it, someone described it as more like a circle. There's like a sphere. You got to keep it, and somewhere in here. Because if you turn it too far, like if you're looking at it from the side, you're not. It's gonna be blurry. You have to be looking at it at a, you know, it's not gonna be like up here. You just have to hold it right. Good. But there's also a little slider on the side of it where you can change how much depth is in it. So if you don't want it to be 3D, you just slide the thing and it'll go.
Oh,
flat.
That's good then. Yeah,
yeah, that's good.
I want to know how they project it.
Me too.
How the fuck are you doing that?
Science.
That's dumb. No. Science is dumb. I want some way that you can relate this to Jesus.
Well, see, Jesus came down and just...
Oh, he okay.
Just, he just picks up the DS and just touched
he
it.
Touched it.
And bam. It
became the holographic thing from Star Wars.
Yeah, the 3D shoots out at
yeah.
you.
You know that they, little side note off of video games real quick, but still nerdy. They made a real lightsaber.
Just keep it nerdy.
Did they?
Yeah, like this company is making, it's in some company in England or Britain or somewhere over there. They made a real lightsaber that can burn your skin.
Really?
That'll like, I guess it'll catch your skin on fire. Like, it's such a high intensity, like, beam. It's like, you're holding a real, like, the model that they chose for it is great. It looks fantastic. It looks like a real lightsaber handle.
Mm-hmm.
But when you turn it on, it's just this really super thin light.
Right.
And apparently it can be seen by pilots 24 to 31 miles away. And, that it's, people have already been arrested for misuse of it. And, it costs $200.
Pretty intense.
But it's just a super thin little light, blue
light.
So
when you turn it on, does it actually go up like it, or does it just appear?
Well, it's light, so it's instant. Yeah. You know, you can't really control how fast light goes, and I'm pretty sure there's no end to it. I think it's basically a laser pointer thing. But it burns your skin.
Yeah.
Like, it'll permanently
blind. Just turn it on and point it at Steve, and Steve's dead.
Yeah, like, even, like, you know how regular laser pointers, you're never supposed to point it in your eye, but people do, and it doesn't really hurt that much. It's just, like, that's really bright. You know? This one will permanently blind you, like, instantly.
If you point it at someone's eye.
If you point
what if they're just looking
eye?
At it?
I don't know about that. You turned it on, but do not
look at it.
You need special,
from any angle.
You know, you need Chronicles of Riddick goggles.
Yeah, no, it's they come with safety glasses that apparently are made for them. So,
fucking Jedi with glasses.
Yeah, so that is the reason behind it. But I read about it and I saw what it looked
you
like.
You know what's so fucking funny about you? Now you're reading about fucking these light beam swords. Yeah. The other day it was cement flash drives.
Yeah.
It's like you find the weirdest shit.
Oh,
dude, it's
easy.
The internet.
It's the internet.
It's the internet, man.
It's easy. You know where to go.
Yep. Anyways, we'll go back to 3DS. The presentation ended with 200 mm-hmm. girls or so coming out with padlocks around their waist attached to the 3DSs.
So no one could steal them, but they could play them.
Yeah, so the girls would block out.
If you want the 3DS, you have to kidnap a girl.
Yeah, which 80% of them were blonde and white.
Yes.
Which
is
pretty funny.
Weird.
An Asian guy with a bunch of white slaves.
Yeah, and so they would walk out into the audience, or apparently behind them or something, and like you could go up to the girl and play it.
Mm-hmm. Can I play 3DS?
That's a good way to pick up on a girl. Just be playing.
So I'm going
just talking the whole time. Are you done it? No, I'm only on level 3. So what are you doing after?
I want to go over here. Let's go get something to eat.
Yeah. It also has two cameras on the outside of it for this weird...
I don't think it's for that.
No?
Because I'm pretty sure they... Because the way they did it on that game, that was a DSi game in Japan.
No.
So you didn't even need the two cameras. The two cameras, it said on the article I was reading, that's for the taking 3D pictures.
Oh, right. Which I think a Nokia camera already does, and it's super expensive.
What the heck? Right.
Yeah, it's two cameras that takes, you know, pictures at the same time, and when
from
you
like
look at it,
angles.
Yeah, you can, it just, it's just like, you know, a little bit.
Okay.
It's just a little bit, just very subtle. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's 3D, and you know,
that's the big thing about this is 3D.
Everything is
glasses.
Fucking 3D. I
it's
really
supposed to be able to play 3D movies.
Really?
Without the glasses?
How?
It's the tape. It's Nintendo's Japanese. They're smart.
That's
they figured
true.
It out.
They did. There's a little Korean boy in there. No one cares.
The
about
souls
the
of Korean children
yeah.
are in the DSi.
The Japanese are the ones that are ballsy enough to do it.
And that's what makes the 3D run.
Speaking of people out there,
people
I don't mean that. I'm saying like in that side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have listeners in Malaysia, Philippines, and New Zealand.
Woo,
me and Sam looked this up.
This?
I have no idea how you guys are finding it, but fucking bravo. That is awesome. Like, me and Sam were looking up at the past month because I can see the last month of all the IPs that...
Mm-hmm.
That subscribed to me, and Malaysia, Philippines, and New Zealand popped up.
Wow.
And the rest were, well, a lot of the one were United States, obviously.
Right.
And some unknowns. I don't know what the unknowns are from. But
they're on the moon.
They're in space somewhere.
But they don't want to be found.
It's awesome. Like it.
That is good.
Yep.
And we still have the Japanese guy.
We still, yeah.
He's, I hope he's still with us.
He's fucking OG, man. He was here from the beginning. Yeah, he has to be around still. We just talked like a whole shitloton about stuff that he's interested in. We didn't really talk about Metal Gear Rising a whole lot. Like, we brought it up every now and then, but it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You can, like, cut everything, and, like, you can, when things slow down, like, you can choose where you want your angle of your sword to go, and then they chop in half, and, like, guts and shit are everywhere, and Dead Space 2.
I'm going to check out Dead Space 1.
Yeah, I still haven't played Dead Space 1, and yeah. I'd recommend, if you haven't played Dead Space 1, don't play the Wii version of it. Because that will ruin it for you.
The Wii one.
It's not bad, no. Yeah, it's not bad as far as a shooter. Like, to me, it was better than The House of the Dead. I played them both. But I was just like, I had no fucking idea what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, why do I keep fucking dying, but I'm still back alive? And I had to figure out, you're playing different characters of the team. I was like, this shit is confusing.
I didn't really like it. I played it for the... I think I played it for the PS3.
And, that's why boom right there.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, it's the PS3 and the 360, there was no difference between the two, except for graphics, pretty much. Achievement. And, well, they didn't have trophies. They didn't even have trophies.
Oh, wow. I don't know what it is about trophies.
It's like when I get a trophy, I was like, I don't want this shit. What the fuck is a trophy? Yeah. And I don't know how much they're worth. I keep getting bronze. It's like, let me get some fucking gold.
Yeah, where do I get these gold ones? And you get to get a platinum, you gotta get all of them?
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dumb. Anyways. I saw a thing for Dead Nation up there, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Fucking, I flipped out at that second, because I was talking to Alex, and I was like, holy shit, Dead Nation! My buddy's in the intro of that game! And
I'm very displeased with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it was going to happen, because the wonders of editing. But I was just like, the fact that drove all the way out there, had about an hour and a half of makeup,
right?
Waited there for about 2 to 3 hours, then finally went out at 11 o'clock at night to film, did 2 hours of straight filming, and the way that they did that was they had three directors, and they split everyone up into groups of nine. Well, the director we got wasn't very inventive, I should say, because his shots were, okay, yeah, you see that fire hydrant over there? We're just going to have you walk past it. And, yeah, just there was just a bunch of walking, and you got, like, shots of our feet, and just, it was just random stuff, while the other people, they took them, like, into these fields. Then the other guy had an idea of putting the camera down, strapping it to a guy and have it like the zombies are eating the guy. So you get a shot of that. Then he'd had a shot of the zombies waking up, like getting disturbed from eating somebody and running at the camera. So I wasn't in that group.
That sucks.
So the only shot they used was the shot where all the groups were together, and they did the same shot like 3 or 4 times where it's just us all down the street running. Well, I said, fuck it. When it came to that point, I was like, no. I'll be out there. I'm going to be out there. So if you look at the intro, there's this one dude with a wife beater on who's in front of all the other zombies who's kind of like speed walking. I'm like speed walking hella fast. But that's me. I filmed for 2 hours. They used a second and a half of footage.
That's
all the way at the end. If you watch it, you watch a guy in the wife beater. There I am.
Yep. Fucking head of the pack. Yeah. Power walk champion. 2010, bitches.
Because when I filmed that, when we were filming it, the third time, so I'm guessing they used another footage, but the third time, there was this, I don't know, he was this tall, scrawny kid, and we had to, when we did the shot, we had to be in the same order every time. So he was always, like, right next to me, but kind of behind me a little bit. Well, the third time, when he said action, we ran about halfway. I guess this guy wanted to speed walk, too. When he came up to me, somehow I tripped him. And he fell, and then all the other people fell behind him. It was just a bunch of zombies tripping.
And,
I looked back, and there's like 4 or 5 zombies on the floor going, ow, what the fuck?
And that's when you yell, 2010, bitches! Speedwalk champion! Got fucked up! Oh, man.
I bet you didn't try that again.
No.
Yeah. Well, still, that was cool. Yeah, I've been meaning to kind of ask you how they went about filming it and stuff.
It's cool. For filming-wise, they had pretty state-of-the-art. They knew what they were doing. There was body cams. They had, like, 3 or 4 cameras.
The body cams are the ones
like
with
the one strap they had it.
Those are called doggy cams, actually.
Whatever. Yeah, doggy, but whatever.
Doggy.
Yeah.
And they had it one on the front, and then they just shot one on the back. The location-wise, it really wasn't, like, that state-of-the-art. Pretty much, they just went to a street that was pretty vacant with warehouses.
This is an empty street.
Yeah, and then they, since they said that, okay, well, they had a cop on duty to whatever, but the reason why they did is because they had a cop dressed up. So they didn't want to get in trouble, so they had to notify the police department. So they had a cop down there watching us, and he was kind of a dick, actually.
The cop?
A car drove through the street as we were filming, and everyone's yelling, stop at the car. But the car apparently had to get to the
They got to beep.
The cop gave that guy a ticket. And I don't even know how you ticket somebody for driving through a street with people shooting on it. I don't know. But it was just pretty much just shots of San Francisco where it was vacant. Man, the cameras were kind of good, but they wanted to do a shot of the cameras kind of and us following the camera. So they did that. They all hopped in. Actually, your car is the car, the exact same car.
No
that
shit.
They hopped in your car, and then with the top open in the back, some guy hanging out with the camera doing this as they're driving.
I drive a Volkswagen GTI, a 2004 Volkswagen GTI.
Same thing. Yep.
That is awesome.
But yeah, other than that, the cameras were cool. It was fun. They fed us and everything. But
brains? You gotta go for the free food.
Yeah.
What? Brains?
No. Apparently, for brains, they had True Blood. The little glasses of True Blood from the show. I guess because True Blood actually filmed in that bar in season one, so they gave them a shitload of True Blood to lick them. So they had cases of it stacked. Okay. And True Blood recommend it's orange soda. It tastes like orange soda if anyone hasn't drank it.
Okay. All right.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Says the black man.
Orange was good. Anyways, well, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. So, Dead Nation, but you know, for all the our PlayStation 3
if you're gonna download it, yeah, it's for PlayStation 3. It's probably one of the better, if only zombie games that they have.
Downloadable.
Yeah.
Games.
But it's just it's not over the top. It's kind of like it is over the top at some angles, but I've also seen kind of almost third-person-like shots. And I'm guessing the way that it works is you move with one stick, and the other stick is the direction
it,
you shoot.
It aims and fires. It's like Geometry Wars.
Pretty much, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Except with a gun.
Yeah, except with a gun.
And 2-4-player co-op. Because no one's ever done that before in a zombie game.
Never.
Not bad. But it looks cool.
I'm still waiting for Left 5 Dead.
Yep. Me too.
Oh, hey, I know a game we didn't talk about that I'm actually kind of excited about.
Do you?
Portal 2.
That's true. I watched actually the thing about it.
That game looks awesome, and now there's co-op in it.
There is co-op.
And it's a different story from the single player.
Yeah, which is weird.
But it's going to be next year.
Yeah.
I know.
2011. All the good games are, except for Fable 3, which is out October
20th. And did Valve talk?
No.
At all? Okay, I was just saying, because I'm waiting for that Black Box announcement.
I saw some on G4. It wasn't Valve. I guess it could have been Valve. I think it was a Steam rep. Because he mentioned that they're bringing Steam over to the PS3.
Right.
That's weird.
People can play on a computer with PS3, which would be cool, but
They're
pushing that so hard. They're like, it's going to be on all systems, but for the full experience, PS3. I'm just like, get out of here. Yeah.
No, for the full experience on anything, if there's an option to go PC, you go PC.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
Unless it's a port.
Unless it's a port, that's true. But another thing we haven't talked about is Black Duty.
Black Duty.
Yep, Call of Duty Black Ops.
Not impressed.
Treyarch has completely destroyed this franchise.
Well,
I don't know about that.
You should have seen the dude chick that they had playing the game.
What?
There's the interview that the GameSpot guys did.
Mm-hmm.
They had the, I don't know, it was like lead executive producer or some shit.
I don't know.
Some dude in a suit, you know, normally, and then the person next to him was, I swear to God, it was a dude at first. I think she transwarfed into a girl. But it was this person with a shitty faux-hawk type lazy thing. It was like all shaved and had like this mohawk that was laying inside. Nose piercing, and piercings on the ears and shit like that. Looked like a dude. Swear to God. And then as they were playing the game, as you know, the demo
slowly changed the tool.
No, it's the guy starts referencing, as you can see here, she's doing this. I'm like, what? And it's a girl.
Well, have you? So they showed more of the game.
They showed gameplay. Yeah.
Okay.
And it doesn't look good. I mean, graphics wise.
Well, the thing with the Treyarch, well, what they did with World at War is they take Modern Warfare, they copy everything over, and just change the era. And added a zombie mode, which is cool. I like that little zombie touch.
It wasn't
that bad. Was cool, but when I'm playing World at War, I'm just like, I think that's holy shit. I'm playing Call of Duty all over again, except for now I'm fighting the Japanese.
That's what sold like, that game so, was zombie mode.
Yeah. If they bring another mode back to it, cool. I'm still going to pick it up probably just because I know it's going to be a copy of Modern Warfare 2. It's going to be something new. But it's just because I don't think there's going to be a Modern Warfare 3.
They've announced it.
With what team? That's the thing. With what team?
Yeah, well, because the thing right now is that they have announced it, but they're in a...
They're still locked.
There's a suit... Activision sued Infinity Ward for the pretty much the rights for it, and they countersued them for another right for something about another thing. So it's just a bunch of suing back and forth.
I'll sue you in England.
Yeah. We'll do it. So, I don't know. Anyways, that pretty much wraps up day one. There's probably one or two things that we forgot about that weren't big things. Gran Turismo 5 is finally coming out. New Assassin's Creed Rock Band has a keytar. Well, it's not a keytar, but it's going to be a keytar in my mind. It's a keyboard. their new guitar is awesome.
Yeah.
But it's going to be really hard to use.
And the guy's singing the song.
And before we get in this, day one ended, at least on GameSpot, it did with... the new Rock Band people coming by and playing Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen and
some other thing.
Yeah, something about love in it. Power of love. The three singers that they chose for the last presentation.
Very interesting choices.
There's two girls, one of which was entirely too enthusiastic about singing the middle one. And then there was this one guy
in his Misfits shirt.
In his Misfits shirt and his like World Giant Wrestling Federation belt buckle or something. You didn't see it.
I didn't see it, but I saw a fucking beard.
With his beard.
Huge beard. He's balding, but he has like
long hair, like a fucking mullet that balding.
Crazy long hair, and he has
some glasses.
And glasses, and a crazy face when he's saying. I took a few screenshots. I will be uploading to the site where you can go to thebestpodcast.podbean.com to go check it out.
He did not belong.
He was he. One of these things
is not like the others.
So. Go to the website, check out the pictures there. Pretty fucking funny. We're going to end the episode here because we've gone on for a long time and...
People probably already fell asleep.
People have already gotten bored, so that's where we're going to end it. So thanks for listening. We're going to be doing a day two tomorrow. I don't know with who. Hopefully you guys again. I don't know. You know what you guys are doing? Yeah, Terry, Robert?
I'll be back.
Okay, well, we'll have the same crew tomorrow, so hopefully you guys tune in then. You guys want to say goodbye?
No.
Bye. Robert saluted and then gave an Israel goodbye. So, all right. See you guys later.